Today I wanted to start the sugya of Tzar Be'al Chayim. I really wanted to learn the sugya of Tzar Be'al Chayim, but I left all my notes and everything I have at home, and I really didn't look anything over. So we're going to, we're going to do our best, I guess, with Tzar Be'al Chayim. Why are we discussing Tzar Be'al Chayim? Because we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, and more specifically, we're learning Perek Elu Metzios. So in Perek Elu Metzios, the Gemara in Bava Metzia here on Daf Lamed Beis, is it right? The Gemara tells us a whole sugya about Tzar Be'al Chayim. On Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara has mitzvah min haTorah lifrok aval lo liton, on the last wide line. That there's a mitzvah min haTorah to be porek a masa from an animal, but not to be towing a masa onto an animal. My aval lo liton, ilem aval lo liton klal. You're going to tell me that there's no mitzvah whatsoever to help someone who's trying to load up his animal with packages? They're both a pasuk in the Torah. If you see someone trying to unload or load things onto his donkey, you have to try to help him. Either way, it's both a pasuk in the Torah. So how can you say one's a mitzvah, the other's not? Ela mitzvah min haTorah lifro b'chinam v'lito b'chinam el b'schar. No, if it's to unload the animal, you have to do that for free. To load up the animal, it's a mitzvah to do, but you're allowed to charge. Rabbi Shimon Omar, af liton b'chinam. No, you're not allowed to charge even to load the animal. Tanina lahadetan rabbanan, prika b'chinam, ti'ina b'schar. Rabbi Shimon Omar, zuzu b'chinam. My time at the rabbanan, so what's the svar for the rabbanan? That you charge for unloading, for loading, but not for unloading. Because if Rabbi Shimon were correct that they are really the same, and the Torah is telling me that I have a mitzvah to load up the animal, and the Torah wouldn't need to tell me there's a mitzvah to help unload. I'd figure out on my own. Uma ti'ina, here it is. Dilespa tzar balechayim. If unloading the animal does not involve any tzar balechayim, it's not going to hurt the animal. Adrabah, it will relieve the animal. Veleka chesron kis, and there's no loss of money. Chayiv yuchayiv du prika diis patzar bal chayim, to load up the animal where there's going to be tzar bal chayim. Vechesron kis, and there's a loss of money. What does it mean there's a loss of money? So Rashi explains that there's chesron kis shabehima nishberes tachas masa'a, because it's a risk to the animal. The animal could get hurt. But kolshkin, all the more so. That there's a mitzvah. So that's why the rabbanan say, that's why we learn that prikas bechinam and ti'ina, you get paid. Rabbi Shimon, my time. What's Rabbi Shimon's svara? Mishum de lo masai mikrai, because the psukim do not. Do not indicate one way or the other about prika and ti'ina. Okay, fine. It says the Gemara, the last two words of the page, Amar Rava, midivrei shneyam nilmat, from both of them, from both Rabbi Shimon and Chama, who both hold that prika takes precedence over ti'ina, that it's better to unload an animal than to load an animal. We learn tsar balei chayim de'oraisa, that the Indian of Tzar Be'al Chayim is a din d'oraisa. Wow. So the Indian of Tzar Be'al Chayim is d'oraisa. How far do we take that? What constitutes Tzar Be'al Chayim? Where in the Torah does it tell us that Tzar Be'al Chayim, that there's an Indian called Tzar Be'al Chayim? And we're going to have to... And what are the exceptions to Tzar Be'al Chayim? What if it's for a human benefit? How much of a human benefit is considered a human benefit? Does Tzar only mean ongoing pain? What if you just kill animals? But you're not mitzayir them. You just shoot them in the head. They die instantly. So is that tsar balechayim? Right? How do we define what's called tsar balechayim? So this is, does tsar balechayim apply to human beings? Meaning, I would think kal v'chomer, right? If you're not allowed to cause pain to an animal, and it's nisa d'oraisa to do so. So it's true, causing pain to human beings is other things. It's a violation of the Be'al Chomer, which is a mitzvah saseh. It could be a violation of chavala, if that's how you're causing the pain. Right, but maybe it's an additional iser called tsar bali chayim. Do you get malchus for tsar bali chayim? It's a din d'oraisa. So is something you get malchus, right? When you see, you know, the little kids that sit there with a magnifying glass in the sun to burn the bugs or something, right? So tsar bali chayim, that's not a healthy thing. So the Gemara goes on to quote many other sources of tsar bali chayim, or rayas that tsar bali chayim is in fact is in fact Oraisa, and it's a long sugya. We're not going to go through the whole sugya right now. But let's start with the following yesod. Rav Asher Weiss has probably his most famous piece, the one that he self-references a lot in his shiurim, like the, you know, to his other svarim and his other pieces. This one probably more so than any other piece that he's written. Rav Asher once said in a shiur he gave in DRS about 15 years ago, he said, just like a parent has many children, but sometimes there's that one child that's just the apple of their eye, that they love more than the rest of their children. So too, a Mechaber Sfarim writes many pieces of Torah, but there's that one piece that's just the apple of his eye that he loves more than the other pieces of Torah. I'm like, wait a second, back up. What's that emotional? Is really trying to love one child more than the others? It's like, what are you talking about? But okay, let's assume that mashal is acceptable. So he was saying his piece in Parshas Vayera, where he discusses the difference between Jews and Makdim and the mitzvahs and Ma'avirin al mitzvahs and all these kolim about how you should do a mitzvah as soon as possible. So he said that piece is the apple of his eye. That's the one that. But I would bet that his Ratzon HaTorah piece is also one of is the second favorite. It's not the rejected stepchild. You know, it's like the Ratzon HaTorah one is one of his big ones. So this is a piece that he has in Minchas Asher al HaTorah in the initial printing of Minchas Asher al HaTorah, Simen Nun Aleph. I say the initial printing because it's about to be reprinted with three or four new shtiklach on each and every parsha in the Torah. So he's about to, you know, ramp it up a little bit. So it won't be Simen Nun Aleph in the new one, probably. But anyway, in Dvarim Simen Nun Aleph, he says, look, it's a Dover Pashuk, that aside for the Tayyug Mitzvos that the Torah gives us, a person has an obligation to do many other mitzvos that are midoraisa, but they're not mentioned as one of the tayyug mitzvos. Why are they not mentioned as one of the tayyug? Maybe they're not said b'lashon tzivui in the Torah. Huh?
Didn't we mention that last sugya also? About the Torah can't tell us everything.
Yeah, good. Excellent. And he says, we often find that Ratzon Hashem is that a person should do the mitzvos and live by the mitzvos. And a lot of times we derive that Ratzon Hashem from the Torah Hashem. But he says, I'm not talking about Musar, Tikkun Amidos, you know, V'alachta B'Dracha, V'Asisa Yashuva Tov. I'm not talking about that. So I'm talking about very specific mitzvos, but that you just get the sense that it's Ratzon HaTorah from other things that the Torah says. Meaning, Halacha Psuka Mitzvos, whose makar is Ratzon Hashem. He points out that the brother of the Grun, Sefer Malos HaTorah, it's a Sefer that's, you know, sometimes quoted. Usually when you hear it quoted, it's around Shavuos time, the Sefer Malos HaTorah, because Kishmo Kenhu, right? It discusses the Malos HaTorah. So the Sefer Agra says that all the Psukim of the Torah are mitzvos, but they're included in Taryag Shrashim. Meaning he says it's not Taryag mitzvos, that they're only Taryag mitzvos. There are 613 categories. 613 topics. Very similar to how many of the Gaonim already talk about the Asar Sadibros. Right, what do they call the Asar Sadibros in English? The Ten Commandments. That is false, according to every single one of the Monei Mitzvahs. They are absolutely not Ten Commandments.
It's like 14 of
them. It's 14, 16, 13. Different Monei Mitzvahs count them differently. But there's more than 10 Mitzvahs. In fact, the first commandment may not even be a commandment. Anokhi Hashem Elokecha might not be, where's the mitzvah? I am God. Okay, that's the basis for everything. Now I know I got to listen. You got my attention. Okay, now what? Don't have other gods. Okay, that's a mitzvah. Right? So it's the Ten Commandments aren't Ten Commandments. It's Aseres Hadibros. And the way Rav Sadia Gaon and others understand is that they are 10 headings for all the other mitzvahs of Torah. That every other mitzvah Torah could fit under one of these 10 categories of ideas. So similarly, the brother of the Gra in Malos HaTorah says, Taryag is not all the mitzvos of the Torah, it's 613 categories. But all the psukim of the Torah are mitzvos, it's just some we don't know how to explain so easily. And good, the Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, Os Chav Gimel, Rav Elchanan wrote a very important essay, it's printed in Kovitz Shurim, called Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, where he describes the nature of Din Daraisa and Din Darabanan, how they're derived. Rav Shachter has a sefer that called Divrei Sofrim, not called Kuntres Divrei, called Divrei Sofrim, which is largely based on Rav Elchanan's Kuntres de Risavim, obviously, with a lot of other examples, and Yisodos that I hear from the Rav and things like that. They gave him out at like a Ritz dinner a couple of years ago when Rav Shechter was honored. They gave out like a beta copy, is that what they call it? Like the a draft copy of it, yeah, something like that. So they gave out like a draft copy of it, and they still haven't completed it. Rabbi Daniel Feldman and Rabbi Isaac Rice were working on it to complete it. But a really, really fantastic sefer, you know, especially for Shavuos time. See how the development of Torah. But anyway, Vulchan and Kunshus of Rasof and Rasof Gimel and Paskin Yermiyog, Asher Lotzi Visi, Velo Di Barti, Velo Us Olsa Alibi. The Targum on that pasuk is Asher Lotzi Visi, Lo Pikadit Da'oraisa, meaning I haven't commanded you in the Torah. Okay, Velo Di Barti. V'lo shalachis b'yad avdai neviyaya, which means, what does that mean? I haven't sent it through my neviyim. It's not midivrei Kabbalah. What's the next category? V'lo olsa alibi, says the Targum, v'lo ra'ava kadami. It's not something that I have desired. So there are three gedarim of mitzvahs. Daraisa, Divrei Kabbalah or Drabbanan, whatever, however you understand the second category, and Ratzon Hashem. That Ratzon Hashem is an actual category of mitzvahs. So there are two ways that we can learn out Ratzon Hashem from the Torah. Some we learn from the mitzvahs HaTorah, from the inyan of the mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah, the kavanah of the mitzvah, and some we learn from the psukim that are said just as a sipur dvarim. Sometimes the Torah tells a story, but the way the Torah tells that story, from those psukim we can reveal what the Ratzon HaTorah is. Rav Asher points out, the greatest example of Ratzon Hashem is our sugya, B'metziyah Daf Amud Beis. Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa. Chazal never bring a pasuk or a makar for the Isser of Tzar Bali Chaim. So the Radvaz and some Kuf Samaches, meaning, what do you mean? Prikotina, isn't that a makar? Well, no, because what did the Gemara say? That both Tanoim understand that it's of course true that it's more important to unload an animal than it is to load an animal. Why? Because they assume Tzar Bali Chaim. But the Torah itself just says Prikot, says Ti'ina, doesn't tell us which one is better than the other. The Torah itself doesn't tell us why one would be better than the other. So the Inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim doesn't appear in those psukim. So the Radvaz in Siman Kuf Samaches writes, the Ein b'Tzar Bali Chaim lo lav v'lo asay, eli isser b'lvad. Tzar Bali Chaim, there is no lav, there is no asay. It's just an isser. An isser d'oraisa, without a lav or an asay. What does that mean? How could you have an Issa Daraisa without a lav or an assay? Oh, how do you have an Issa Daraisa without a lav or an assay? Because it's Ratzon HaTorah. And the reality is, Rav Asher points out, that there are 11 different shittos in Rishonim as to where Tzar Bali Chaim comes from. Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chav Chesem Beis learns it from the mitzvah of Prika, the mitzvah of the Torah to be porik behemas chaveru, that's rovei tztachas masa'o. Why? Why would the Torah tell me to unload the animal? Tzar Bali Chaim. Shittim Gubetzes, Bamitzia, Arasugya, writes in the name of the Raivid, is possibility number two. We learn it from the Yisr of Losachsum Sharbadisha. What's Losachsum Sharbadisha?
Can't muzzle the ox.
Can't muzzle the ox, right? The animals working for you in the field, and there's all this delicious grass in the field that the animal would like to eat. So you can't muzzle it while it's even here, it's working, and can't even take a bite to eat. Why? Because it's Tzar Bali Chaim. Third, the Ritva, Shittim Gubetzes quotes the Ritva, Tzar Bali Chaim, Halach L'Moshe Misinei. Okay. Fourth, the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, Chel Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, Tzar Bali Chaim, we learn from the Malach Hashem talking to Bilam, Al Ma Hikisa Es Ason Chazeh Shalosh Regalim. Malach Hashem says to Bilam, what are you beating up the animal for? What's the problem with beating up animals? I enjoy taking the magnifying glass and burning the bugs in the sun, and I enjoy beating up my animal. What's your problem? No, it's a problem. Tzar Bali Chaim is a problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a malach min hashamayim to stop Bilam from beating up an animal. So that's Tzar Bali Chaim. It's an interesting discussion, right? When we get to the Lamaisa part of this. What do they call it? Faux gras? Is that it? Is it something like that? What do? They take these little birds and they stuff them and stuff them and stuff them to like very, very...
To fatten the liver up,
right. And okay. And it's extremely unhealthy and painful for the birds or whatever, but it makes for a delicious fancy food at fancy restaurants. Right? So is that a violation of Tzar Balei Chaim? Yeah, there's headlines, and it's correct. Veal is another one, right? A fifth possible source for Tzar Balei Chaim, Sefer Chassidim, Perek Yudalei. Tzar Balei Chaim is the general mitzvah of Valachta B'drachav. Mahu Rachlu Mafata Rachlu. Where does the Gemara say that? Valachta Sota. Where else? So it appears a couple places in Shas. In Sota, I believe in Kiddushin, no? At the end of the first paragraph of Basra as well, if I'm not mistaken. We have several places. The Gemara says, Mahu Afata. Except there are a couple of different, there in two different places, there are two different drashas. There's Mahu in Babasra, I think it's Mahu Malbisharumi Mafata Malbisharumi. Mahu Mavakrachol Mafata Mavakrachol. In Sota, it's Mahu Rachu Mafata Rachu, Mahu Chan Mafata Chan. So Rashi Weiss points out elsewhere that's a great riot to the idea that the Gra has in his commentary on Mishlei, that people often think that mitzvahs of the Torah are the categorizes ben al-machaver ben al-adam la-makom. But in fact, there's a third category called ben adam la-atzma, and that is tikkun amidos. And that's the two different gemaras. If you have two different gemaras that quote two different psukim, one is quoting both sibbukun that you should attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, efshel yidabek eish uchla hu, Hashem is an eish uchla, how could he be misdabek b'shchina? And the other one is valachta b'drachav. It's quoting a totally different pasuk. Two psukim in two Gemaras, and two totally different sets of examples, what does that tell you? You don't need to be the Brisker Rav to say, that is Tzvei Dinim. Very clearly, two separate Dinim. So what are the two separate Dinim? Mahu Malbisharum Mafatam Malbisharum, Mahu Mavakrachol Mafatam Mavakrachol, Mahu Menachem Aveilim, Mafatam Menachem Aveilim. That is telling you, Ben Adam, L'chaveira, things that you do for other people. Mahu Rachum Mafatarachum, Mahu Chal Mafatachanum. It's not about what I'm doing for the people. When I'm being malbish harumin, does my heart go out to them? Right? How does that make me feel? If I'm a good person, my heart goes out for their struggles, and I'm a rachman. Now, very often, obviously, being a rachman leads you to ben adam chaveiro, right? But sometimes people know, people are cold-hearted people, but they know that they have technical obligations. I have to get stuck. This is my obligation, and I'm very religious. But the mahu afata in terms of being like Hashem, in terms of ben adam la'atzmo, is not really there. So you do have these different categories. But at least in terms of tzar balei chayim, it could be that that's not a ben adam l'chaveiro, mahu rachum. It's a ben adam la'atzmo. Why is it not ben adam l'chaveiro? Come on, pretty obvious. Why is it not ben adam l'chaveiro? Because an animal is not chaveiro. Okay, a dog is a man's best friend. Not true. Right, man is a man's best friend. Dog is a dog. Okay, so mahu rachma fata rachum is ben adam la'atzmo. Good. Sefer Yom Trua, commentary Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Zayin writes that we learned Tzar Balei Chaim from the pasuk v'dibarta l'asel v'tzeis l'mayim v'shkisa se'edav espi'iram. So the Gemara Menachos and Ayin Vav and Beis Darshan from this pasuk that the Torah is chasal m'manum shel Yisrael, that the Torah takes care of the animals. So you have to make sure that you feed, that you give water to all the animals. So you see from the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the rock or hitting the rock, that Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. Seventh possibility, Shelis Yaivitz Chelik Al Simen Zayin, Chazal Darshan Brachos Daf Mem, that you should feed your animals before you eat yourself. Why? Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa. If it's Darshan from Sukkim, you got to feed your animals first. Why do you have to feed your animals first? So if you assume it's Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim, so Yesh Ladin. What is Tzar Balei Chaim? Is it a din in the torture that it's torturous to the animals, and so you're not allowed, just like you're not allowed to be not nice to people, you're not allowed to be not nice to animals, almost like a subcategory of ben adam l'chaveiro. It's not chaveiro, but it's, you know, but it's, you're not allowed to do those things that are torturous to animals. Or maybe no, maybe it's about ben adam la'atzma, that it's purely, it has nothing to do with the animal, whether the animal's happy, sad, you know, whatever. But you're not allowed to do things that would put yourself in front of the animal. I mean, the animal has no idea that you're eating. Are you allowed to, you know, you're on the way home from shul in the morning, and someone offers you, you know, tikkun at shul, you know, they have coffee and donuts and scotch, whatever, right? So are you allowed to enjoy your coffee, donuts, and scotch in shul before you fed your animals? Right? The animal has no idea that you're eating. So pashtus is that it's that that by being cruel enough to cause the animal to watch you eat while the animal is hungry, that that's the issue of tzar bali chayim. The other nafkamina would be, I think we discussed the time in Alach Shemaz, if you have fish, I have fish, they don't see me eat. Right? They have no idea what I'm eating. But am I allowed to eat before I feed my fish? What? Right. That's what the issue is. So Shelis Yavitz suggests, Rabbi Yaakov Emes suggests that eighth possibility, Hagos Chasam Sofer on Shas over here in Bab Metzia, says that the marker of the Isser is a pasuk in Tilim, Tov Hashem Lakol, V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. Hashem has Rachmanus Al Kol Ma'asav. So, but if that's the case, then what's the difficulty? Is that pasuk a pasuk in the Torah? No, it's in Tehillim, which would mean that Tzar Bel Chaim is not really Daraisa, it's Midivre Kabbalah. Okay, but Metzia Peyam Aleph, we find that the Yisurin of Rebbe left when he was Merachim on the Bnei Hachulda. He said, "Verachim of Al Kol Ma'asav Ksiv." So that's not a riot that this Tzar Bel Chaim is based on that pasuk, but that that Hanhaga of Rebbe was not something that he had to do Me'ikra Din. It was only a Midas Chasidus, and that's why we quote that pasuk. But it could be that what the Chasam Sofer is trying to say is that you see the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Merachim Al Kol Ma'asav, so that means that we have to be Mizdabik to the Midah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which means that the Chasam Sofer is not really an eighth interpretation. He's really saying the same thing that that who's the one that said? That the Yom Trua, right? That it's, no, not the Yom Trua, that the, who's the one that said that Mahu Afata? The Charedim, right? The Sefer Charedim, that it's part of Allah HaBedracha. So Chasam Sofer might just be saying, you see from that pasuk until that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Merachim Al Kol Ma'asav. So therefore, Valach to Bedrach of you too should be Merachim Al Kol Ma'asav. Another three possible Makaros in Mar Nevuchim Chel Gimel Perek Mem Ches, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is because Midas HaRachmanos, very controversial statement of the Rambam. Why is it such a controversial statement of the Rambam? It's against the Mishnah, yeah. It's a problem. Mishnah says, if you say, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, Mishaskin also. A person is not allowed to say, Al Kan Sipur Yagir Rachamecha, because he's making the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanus. We don't know the reasons for the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah, Shiloh HaKein. And what does Rambam say? Oh, you know what the reason for the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein is? Rachmanus. Okay, so that's a Lebedik Rambam, right? The Ramban has a fun time and everyone has a difficult time with that Rambam. Tosus Megillah Chafei Amin Aleph. From the Kalir, the Isra of Osav Espinol Sushkutu Biyom Echad is Mishum Rachamei Hakel. What's Osav Espinol Sushkutu Biyom Echad?
You can't trap the mother and child.
Good, can't trap the mother and child in the day. It's so interesting. The Isra, we call the Isra Osav Espinol. And what do we just say? The Isra is not the Shech.
The mother.
It's a Machlokas Tanayim, it applies to Zacharim also, but only to Nekevas. Which is wild, right? You think, oh, so it's got to be Zucharim, right? But it's a machlok stanam whether it applies to Zucharim, but it definitely at least applies to a nekeva. The offspring could be a zachar for sure, right? So what's that about? Obviously, seemingly, it's about a certain sense of cruelty. Now, wait a second, cruelty. The animal load. You know the halacha of Mishnah say that on erev Yom Kippur, and on erev lots of Yom Tov, 40 times a year, the Gemara tells in the first part of Ksubis and in other places, Shabbos, that you have to say, you have to let people know as biti machatiyayim. You have to let people know. Oh, I already sold the child or the mother of this animal today. And why do you have to let them know? Because there are 4 days of the year where people are definitely shechting whatever animal they buy on that day. So in order to protect them from violating the Isser of Osav Espinol, you have to let them know, oh, I sold its mother or its child today. Because if they were to go home with that animal and shecht it, they'll be in violation of Osav Espinol. If it's about cruelty, does the animal have any idea that its offspring is being killed today? Or tomorrow? You've obviously separated the mother and the child. You sold one to one person, one to the other person. So how can you say the whole myth is about cruelty? It's like me eating before my fish. You could ask my fish. They have no idea if I ate. They won't answer you. But they have no idea if I ate. So what does it mean it's about cruelty? So again, it seems
that even within the world of Tzar Bali Chaim, it doesn't necessarily seem to be about the suffering of the animal, but about the midah of cruelty that we are developing in ourselves when we make animals suffer. So it's not really about the animal, it's about us. And Osav Aspino is the raya, because if you say Osav Aspino is a makor of Tzar Bali Chaim, Osav Aspino applies whether the animals know better or not, whether they see each other's death or not.
But it's about us having the knowledge that we allowed for both of them to kill B'yom Echad. And a final makar for Tzar Bali Chaim, Lo Sachros B'Shor B'Chamor Yachtov. Rishonim give two reasons why you're not allowed to be Choresh with the Shor and the Chamor together, and they're both based on Tzar Bali Chaim. The Ebenezer writes that a Shor is stronger than a Chamor, and therefore the Chamor is going to have a hard time keeping up. You know, like when you were a little kid and you were playing ball with your older brother or your younger brothers, right? And there was always that little one that just can't keep up and he's like chasing. Hey, wait up, guys! Right? It's hard for him. So, that's the chamor. Balaturim writes, the shor is malagera, and not that, what did you say? Yeah, the youngest is the chamor. Okay, we don't have to translate. So the... the shor is malagera and not the chamor. Why does that matter that he's malagera? What does it mean malagera? Chooses God. Why is that Tzar Bali Chaim? Because the chamor is like, hey, how come he keeps eating lunch? You know, how much are they feeding this guy? He thinks that he keeps on eating because it keeps coming back up. Whereas the chamor, you know, only chews once and swallows, and he's like, how come my lunch is over? It's like you give little kids, you know, a piece of birthday cake or something, and there's that one that devours it in like 3 seconds and then cries because everyone else has cake and he does it, you know. Where's everyone else? How come everyone else got cake and not me? You're a pig. You know, but you can't like explain that. So so you have these 11 possibilities of Tzar Bali Chaim. So says Rav Asher Weiss, you see the Tzar Bali Chaim, is an Indian of Ratzon Hashem. Because if we're not an Indian of Ratzon Hashem, then it would be clear, right? The Rav Asher then goes on to quote a few other examples of each of these gedarim of Ratzon HaTorah. Again, what are the two gedarim of Ratzon HaTorah, two categories of Ratzon HaTorah? There's Ratzon HaTorah that's derived from mitzvot HaTorah. That if Hashem gave so many mitzvot that all work with this theme, then this theme must be a machayev in other areas as well. And there's Ratzon HaTorah that's derived from Sipur HaDvarim, from the way the Torah presents a story. So first, we'll do the we'll go in order. Says Rav Asher, each person has to listen to the Gedolim in his generation, to the Batei Din in their generation. The Chidush Eran in Sanhedrin Daf Peites says that even the Ikar Mitzvah of Lo Sasur is only on the basis of God of the Shubu Yerushalayim. Right? The Mitzvah in the Torah is Lo Sasur. You're not allowed to veer from what the basis of God of the Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, says the Chidush Eran, Mitoch Mitzvah Zu Yadanu, Shakarash Baruch Hu Masar Alomo, L'Shomrim U'Gedolei HaTorah, Heim Shluchei HaMakom. Ushkinaso medaberes mitoch gronam, umetzuv manu laleches laorom ulekabel devrayim. Wow. How do I know that you got to listen to Das Torah? How do I know? Because it says Lo Sasser. What are we talking about? Lo Sasser is that Beis Nagadol. Show me anybody who's qualified to sit on the Beis Nagadol. You haven't listened to this. Imagine about what it takes to be qualified to sit on the Beis Nagadol. First of all, you need smicha. Okay, so we're strike out right away. But you need to speak all the languages, and you need to be an expert in Kol HaTorah Kula and Kol HaMada Kula. Like, it's unbelievable. You need to know everything, all of science, all of it. You know, so we have people who are like close, you know. Rabelsky, I guess, was like, you know. No one in YU. It's interesting. The greatest Torah Mada personality of the last generation was Torah V'Das. Right? It was Rabelsky. Right, he was none of the Rosh Hashim. Why you have that level of scientific? Rabbi Tendler, maybe, you know, within the world of biology, but I think in, you know, in other areas, I would think he has that level of.
Ravari
Kaplan was an Ish HaEshkolos. He was an Ish HaEshkolos, that's true. But we lost him before he was able to really develop into what he could have been. Yeah, Chaval Adavdin. What's this idea? So, okay, whether your whole Das Torah, you know, how broad your definition of Das Torah is, you know, whether you like my sister Ramana Shkol, who would check with her Das Torah before she decides on which baby formula to use, you know, or you only ask Das Torah about like things that relate to Torah, you know, or relate to an intuition of understanding of humanity, or of you know, what the best etzah is to do in difficult situations, right? But where does it come from? Where does that respect for Gedolei Torah come from? So it comes from Lo Sasu. So it's a Ratz, it's a Mechayv Midoraisa of Ratzon HaTorah. Second, there's a discussion, and maybe we'll do a sugya about this still before the end of the year, because it's the previous Gemara, it's the preceding Gemara in Bamitzia, about Kibbut Aveim, right? So, okay, there's a lot to talk about in Kibbut Aveim. What happens if your father asks you to do an Aveira? Right, so that's going to be that's the sugi here in Bamitzia. What about the following? What if your father asks you to do something that has nothing to do with your father? It will not benefit him a ki hu zeh by you doing what he asks you to do. Is there a mitzvah of kibra ve'im on that? Right, I always give the example. Let's say my mother tells me that if I wear a certain color tie, it complements my eyes or something. I don't know. I don't have blue eyes. This one does not compliment my eyes. Right? Let's say I wear a green tie and I have green eyes and, oh, wow. So it looks so nice. She's not going to see me. She's in Israel for 2 weeks now. She's not going to see me. We're not FaceTiming or anything. We'll talk, but we're not FaceTiming. It has zero effect on her life whether I wear a green tie. But she told me she wants me to wear a green tie. She did it actually. I'm just giving this as an example.
I'm not knowing that her son is so presentable.
I look presentable. What? No, I look presentable.
I'm saying
or as far as she knows, I look presentable. Do I actually have to listen?
Not
right?
Stylish.
And no matter what she... No matter what she says, the answer is, okay, Ima, right? But do I actually have to do it? do I actually have to do it? So there's a discussion in Poskim. You know, I had the shayla once I discussed with you guys, that the fellow whose mother was dying, and she said to her son, when I die, I want you to say Kaddish for me wearing a black hat. How does that affect her in any way whatsoever? She's going to be in the Olam Habas. She's not even going to know if he's wearing a black hat according to half the deos in the Gemara and Brachas. Right? So is there a mitzvah of kibbutz in such a case? You know what the Gemara says: Mechabda b'chayv, mechabda b'mosa, mechabda b'chayv ketzad. How are you mechabit a parent while they're alive? So machilo mashkeu, you give them to eat, you give them to drink, right? You support. Most poskim hold it's only if it relates to the parent. Says the Chazon Ish, Yordeus in Kuf Mem Tes Osches, that we see that Ratzon Hashem is that an av ve'em should be mechubadim al yotzei chalatzeihem. That children should respect their parents and should view their parents in a respectful way. And Ratzon HaTorah Shaben Yasek Ritzon Aviv Imo B'Kol Dava, whatever their parents want. And in Chosh Mishpat and the Likutim Simin Yilches, the mitzvah of Makkah, which I was going to give the Temen Alach Shir on today, maybe we'll do it on Wednesday, because someone asked me a shayla. Someone in my shul came over to me and told me that in their house, like in every multi-level house, I think, there are areas that like would have a drop. So normally you have a railing, right? How high does that railing have to be? So the guy told me he measured it, and it was 30 inches. How big does a makkah have to be? 10 tefachim. How big is 10 tefachim? 36 to 40. So standard safety, whatever, code, is less than a makkah. So he asked what he should do about that. So I'm like, it can't really be a problem because I've never seen people like take care of that. And then I'm like, wait a second, maybe it should be a problem. And I asked Rav Shechter. I came with a whole shtickle Torah. I'm like, maybe. But I see some makkah al gagecha. The mitzvah of makkah is only on the gag. Lo sasam dam veisech. You just have to make sure your home isn't dangerous. So as long as it's to code, it's okay. He's like, that's ridiculous. The Torah says that a makkah is 10 tvachim. So you got to have a makkah of 10 tvachim. So I measured mine at home. It's 30 inches. I'm going to have to do something about it. Anyway, by the mitzvah of Makkah, we know that it's Ratzon Hashem to avoid sakana, to keep our homes safe. What does the Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama tell us? You're not allowed to be Megadol Kelev Ra B'toch Beisecha. You can't raise a bad dog in your house. Machlok Saposkin, is Ra just a description of every Kelev? Or is it saying a particular type of Kelev? Right? Some, just like in general society, amongst Gedolei Rabbanim, there are dog lovers, there are dog haters, right? There are people who like dogs, people that don't. So you're not allowed to be Megadol Kelev Ra B'toch Beisecha, or have a Sulam Ra'ua B'toch Beisecha, a rickety stair that could break. Why? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It says you have to make a mark on your roof. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, no, but that, you see, the Ratzon HaTorah is that we want to have a safe environment. One could argue that that's explicit in the Torah. It says L'sasim Dam in the Beisecha, in the same passage, but you could argue that L'sasim Dam in the Beisecha is not only going on Makkah, it's expanding it. V'sisa Makkah L'gagacha, that's dafka about making a Makkah. L'sasim Dam in the Beisecha, and also you should make everything safe in your house. You shouldn't keep like poison around, or no. You should have things that are safe in your house. Third example, where we see from the mitzvah satara, the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, the Isser of Muktzah. Why is there an Isser of Muktzah? Shel Yitrech Adam Kol HaShabbos B'Tiltul Chafetzim U'Batal Tam Sha'am Retorah L'man Yanuach. That the Torah wants us to have Menuchas Shabbos. And if there was no Isser of Muktzah, we'd be so busy moving things around and dealing with our Muktzah items, we'd be on our phones all day or whatever. You know, it would be terrible. So it's usher to not only to violate the mitzvahs of Torah, but to violate the Taneh mitzvahs. So here are three examples from Gedolei Adoros, where mitzvahs of Torah are used to derive dinim, d'oraisa, but they're not the actual mitzvah. They're extensions of the mitzvah. And then we have many examples where the inyan is not derived from a mitzvah of Torah, but from the Sipur HaDvarim of the Torah. Mitzvah Chinuch, Daraisa D'Rabbanu. Machlokes, that is a din of Chinuch, Daraisa D'Rabbanu. If you assume it's Daraisa, what's the Pasuk? So, Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to choose Avram Avinu, Ki Yadativ L'man Asher Yitzav, Ezban of Beis HaRachar, V'Shamu Darach Hashem, L'Asa Tzadok L'Mishpat. Because I know that he's going to educate his children correctly. But it's not a tzivui. Hashem never told us you must educate your children correctly. It's Hashem chooses Avram because he knows about him that he will educate his children correctly. So you see from the Sipur Dvarim that there's an inyan of chinuch. When we say mitzvah of chinuch d'rabbanan, it means that midrabbanan, the katan that's higia l'chinuch, is mitzuva to be mekayim each mitzvah. But the mitzvah for the father to be mechanech the child, that's probably a chiv midaraisa. Meaning, that's another chakir and chinuch. Whose chiv is it? Father's chiv or child's chiv? So Rav Asher is suggesting, daraisa, father's chiv, drabanan, the kid has a chiv also. Which is an amazing thing, by the way. I've pointed this out in the past. On a daraisa level, right? On a daraisa level, father has to be mechanech his child. Kid doesn't have to do anything on the rest level. So the father wakes up the child for Shachris. He's 12 and a half years old. Come on, Shalemi, time to wake up for Shachris. No, I don't have to wake up for Shachris. I'm not a bar mitzvah yet. No, chinuch. That's your mitzvah. I have no chiyuv. Right? I don't have to wake up. So he would be right on a Daraisa level. So how do you envision the mitzvah of chinuch on a Daraisa level? So I always thought, I think there's Amita Shaltam, that the chiv of chinuch on a daraisa level is that the father has to present the Torah in such a way that it's so delicious, that it's so appealing, that it's so sweet, that the child's going to want to do it. Because there's nothing compelling him to do it. So you have to give it to him in such a way that he wants to do it. And that's how you fulfill your mitzvah of chinuch as a father. And listen, Captain said in my shul on Shabbos that, he said it's so interesting that there's a minig Yisrael, part of Shulchan Aruch, minig Yisrael, that we put flowers in shul and shul. Right? Everyone have a minig in the shul? Flowers in the shul?
Okay, so the Gros said, don't put trees. Don't put trees in the shul. Because that might be Chukas HaGoyim. Because the Goyim celebrate their holidays. I don't know if you know, there's like a well-known holiday that Goyim have, where they're involved with trees. So we don't do trees. We do flowers instead. That's a Machlokes HaPoskim. Can the Goyim take something that we've always had as our minhag and start being knowing you know, their holidays and turn it into Chukas HaGoyim? Right? I mean, if a Goyim start walking down the street with yarmulkes on, right, if everyone becomes the Pope and starts wearing yarmulkes, so now we're all going to have to stop wearing yarmulkes. Yeah, hard to say. But we have this minhag of flowers and shul. Why? Why do we have flowers and shul? Because I've seen flowers. Where does it say that? Not in the Chumash. Not in the Navi. Not in the Gemara. There's a half a medrash like that. That has seen that. Oh, but that's what we're remembering. He said, you know what I would have remembered? Kapalein Harki Gigas. We should have beer barrels hanging from the ceiling in our shul. Kapalein Harki Gigas. It's a gigas over our heads. Right? That's what we should remember. So I said to him, listen, so beautifully. He said, you know why we choose that to remember? Because, yeah, Kapalein Harki Gigas. You must. Powerful, right? But it's flowers. It's beautiful. And that's the way we have to be in the cup of the Torah, with the recognition that we must, but also at the same time with an appreciation of its beauty, appreciation of the flowers that are on the house. Yeah.
Just on the earlier point, isn't there a din of kibbut on a son before 13? Or
kibbut?
Kibbut of him. I mean, if there's a fee of, you know, the hand.
Chiluk.
There's kibbut. No fee of kibbut of him for a kid.
No. No. There's a chiyuv for a father to be mechanech his kid. That might be daraisa. What's definitely daraisa is a chiyuv for a father to teach his kid Torah. Right? That's beferish in the pasuk. So, but the bottom line over here is you see that the mitzvah of chinuch l'chora is based on the sipra advarim of the Torah. What other ratzon haTorah kind of ideas can we learn just from the sipra advarim of the Torah? Hidur mitzvah, the Ravid in Hasagos in Hilchos Sukkah. Says that hidur mitzvah is daraisa. Shagasari Simon Vav, even though it doesn't say a mitzvah in the Torah, we only find that the Bnei Yisrael Alayam said, you know, when they had a gilui shechina, zeh keli van vei, and from there we learn they should be mahadur mitzvahs, but that's certainly not the pashtus of the pasuk. So the Meiri writes in Misach Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel and Beis, derech ha'ara amru. That someone who appreciates Hashem will want to be mahadir b'mitzvos. But it's not really a direct drasha from the pasuk. From the fact that Klal Yisrael was so overwhelmed with an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that tells you that you should therefore be mahadir b'mitzvos. Express that overwhelming sense. Also, Zrizim Makdim l'mitzvos, Gemara Pesachim, Davdal Ramad Aleph, and Yumach of Chesam Beis. How do we know it? How do we know? You know this one. How do you know Zriz Makdim in the mitzvahs? The Ashkev Avram Baboker. Does that say that Avram was Mitzuva Lahashkim Baboker? No. It's a Sipur Dvarim. It's telling us that's what he did. And from there we learn that we are supposed to be Zaris in our mitzvahs. How about Puruvu? Okay, no, that's that's Beferish in the Torah. Yeah, but there's another mitzvah that's associated with Puruvu. L'sheves yitzara. Lo sovra, Hashem did not create the world to be empty. El l'sheves yitzara. He created the world to populate the world. And therefore there's a key mitzvah of populating the world. But the pasuk just says why Hashem created the world. It didn't say that we have an obligation to do it. Meaning, sheves is beyond Peruvu. Sheves applies even to Gaim. There are those Tanayim, Amorayim at least, that definitely associate the two. And say whatever the gather of Shevis is, the gather of Puruvu is. And therefore we'll say that one is Mekayim Puruvu, for example, today's Avyomi actually, it's Sugi Nivamis as well, that if a person has, a non-Jew has children, and then he converts, then he's already fulfilled Puruvu, because he's populated the world. Even though Gershon Skyer cut the shul, then he's not related to those children anymore. Right? But the whole point of Puruvu is to populate the world. So comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, that means if the kids also convert. Because otherwise it can't be a fulfillment of Puruvu. Now, a fulfillment of Sheves, even with Gai,
right? Even if they don't convert. But to fulfill Peruvu, the Rambam would understand only if those kids actually convert as well. But the Inyan of Shevas also is from a Sipur Dvarim. It's not a Sivui, it's Ratzon Hashem, says Rav Asher Weiss. And then he points out, and maybe we'll close with this, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon al Shas, in his Hakdama to his commentary on Shas, Ki Kol Mitzvah, or his Hakdama to Shas, Ki Kol Mitzvah Shehim Tuluyim B'Svara U'Uvnasa D'Liba, any mitzvah that depends on Svara and just an understanding heart, Kvar HaKol Mischaivim Ben Min Hayom Asher Bara Elokim Adam Ala Aretz Olav V'Alzaru Achrov L'Dori Dori. Unbelievable. Yeah, Kabbalah Satorah, we got specific mitzvahs that we never could have figured out. But whatever you could have figured out, that was something, all the basic Ben Adam L'Chaveiro mitzvahs, all the basic moral mitzvahs were always a chiyuv, even before Kabbalah Satorah. Mitzvah Sichlios was something that's Misvara Saleh. The Netziv writes this in his Haskama to the Sefer Avas Chesed of the Chavetz Chaim, that B'nai Noach are Mitzuvah and Mitzvah Sichlios. It's a very Chashma Maramakam. That a guy is mechuyev, we think Sheva Mitzvos. No, Sheva Mitzvos plus all Mitzvos Sichlios. Any mitzvah that makes sense, a guy is obligated. Now, it's obviously not agreed upon by everybody. Because people change over time, and what's considered moral in one society is not moral in another society. So how do you determine what's moral and what's not, says Rav Asher Weiss? From the Torah sense of morality. You could pick that up from the Ratzon HaTorah. And that's mechayiv midoraisa for goyim in what's moral. So it's not determined based on what their society determines as moral. It's based on from Ratzon HaTorah what's considered to be moral. Okay, he has a little more to say, but Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get really into the sugya of Tzav HaLechayim. This was just more about Ratzon HaTorah because I came totally unprepared. Okay, have a great day, everybody.